from your reading personally and professionally, how have Australian businesses actually been implementing AI in the present day?
What's fascinating about this report is that it provides a lot more realism than we're hearing in the broader media around AI and the tsunami that's coming for our jobs. What it shows is that inside firms, it's more like a slow leak. Their organizations are touching AI, they're experimenting with it, but they're not yet undergoing enterprise-wide scale implementation of AI of the type that would lead to large-scale disruption in terms of jobs or even productivity increases. 40% are still using it in a very minimal way. So that's things like email, summarizing documents, and so on. Another 30% are using it for slightly heavier tasks like demand or revenue forecasting. And a small group, a frontier group, are using it for more advanced and more sophisticated activities like fraud protection. So inside firms, it's still very much AI as an assistant rather than AI as automating large amounts of tasks.
What kind of evidence have companies like OpenAI been giving to back up their kind of claims that AI will actually cause these mass job losses? Have they actually got something to support, or is this just kind of their own speculation or hope?
Well, you could say a lot of it is building hype and interest in their technologies. But also another angle is that a lot of the jobs that they're referring to, we could say, have medium to high exposure of AI augmentation. So a lot of the non-routine cognitive tasks are the types of tasks that we expect will be impacted by AI in the future. So perhaps between the lines of them talking up their own technologies and understanding what types of jobs are open or more amenable to being impacted, they've come up with these large-scale figures that we hear from time to time.
A lot of this is, I guess, coming out of the US, and you again mentioned in the article that I guess they've been comparatively more enthusiastic about taking up AI in business over there rather than what we're seeing in Australia. What do you think is driving that difference? Is it simply that they're more up to date on the tech, or is it an American business mentality thing?
That's interesting. International comparisons, international scorecards, report cards show that Australia is more of a laggard when it comes to AI innovation and new technology generally. And I think that it's a classic combination. We have a more risk-averse business culture, and that is shown in many reports. The US, for example, just to pick one country, is a much more entrepreneurial country. We also have higher concerns around cybersecurity, higher concerns around regulation as well. So you combine the risk-averse culture with those concerns about regulation and privacy, et cetera, it kind of explains why we are considered more of a laggard than a leader in the organizational space in terms of implementation of AI.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, you know, from a sort of generalist perspective, there's that idea out there that we sort of don't have as much of an innovative culture in general in business, let alone in the tech space.
Exactly right. And that is shown from reports, whether it's on AI, whether it's innovation indexes in general. These are things that consistently show that Australia, it's not that we are perhaps underperforming, it's that we're probably not as high as people would expect from a wealthy country.
Putting aside the functions of AI in that kind of strict day-to-day business sense, what kind of role are we seeing it have on that, I guess, initial recruitment process?
HR departments will probably tell you how frustrating it is now to come across cover letter after cover letter and CV after CV that has a look and feel of written by AI. And certainly maybe candidates are being frustrated by being screened by AI. So this space is very much open to high AI use, and it will see AI get better and improve in this space. Probably just to take a sidestep from there, the biggest challenge I think we'll see here is those entry-level jobs will change. And this is something that's alluded to in the RBA report. It's something that we see in other reports as well, that the entry-level jobs will be those that are impacted the most by AI, as those low-level tasks can be more readily automated And this can have significant consequences for society, for our economy, but also for organizations, as without reimagining what those jobs would look like, they lose the energy, they lose the ideas that come with new younger staff members.